All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So kind of a scary situation unfolded in Detroit. A two-year-old wandered away from home at night wearing only a diaper.
Oh, geez.
And it dropped below freezing that night. So obviously time's of the essence. Sergeant Cole Martin, Trooper Brandon Franklin, they were in a police helicopter and used their signature infrared camera to spot the kid's heat.
The child was in the living room. They walked out. They come back a few minutes later, and the door to the apartment unit was open.
If no one would have found this child, the outcome would not have been the same, most likely.
We weren't leaving until we found that child.
I got another heat sensor. This is looking like this is possibly the child, but it can't be confirmed yet.
First thing we do, if we find anyone, we high-five in the air. And then we say, yeah.
Happy to have been there. I mean, we train for this and make sure that we leave with happy endings and don't fall short of that.
No, absolutely. That's very good, yeah.
Yeah, they checked him out at the hospital. He's okay. But, I mean, you know that can anyone that's ever had experience with toddlers, you know that you can turn your head in an instant. Anything can happen. They can disappear. They can get in trouble. I mean, you know, it's such a relatable thing. And that's why child safety locks, super important, too, so they can't slip out of, you know, your house.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So thank goodness they spotted him. You can see the aerial footage of how they spotted him. It's on the website, WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyer.